Sparks Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey, folks, what's up? Welcome back to my show. I'm Darren Harris. This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Thanks for joining me. I do appreciate it. I'm talking about one of the freedoms that we enjoy in this country that a lot of us in this country hold very, very close to us. That's the freedom of religion. I'm talking about the freedom of religion in the United States. Now, generally it is. It's freedom of religion in the United States, but I feel like it's only freedom of religion unless you're a Christian. I mean, if you're a Christian, only if you're not a Christian, I think it kind of is a little hostile towards those other religions. And I think Christianity is very hostile towards other religions. They're not very welcoming of other religions, at least here in this country, at least here in the United States. It just seems like if you're not a Christian, then you are bad. You are not necessarily bad, but you're not worthy of God's kingdom. And I think that is absolutely ridiculous. I can't really even figure out another word other than ridiculous. That is. I think it's just ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous how people can just think that this one religion is the only religion that should be valid in this country, where one of the freedoms is freedom of religion. These people get ridiculed all the time. Now, I was raised as a Christian. Very close to Christianity. There's a couple pastors in my family. My grandfather, my father's father was a pastor. Built his own church with his bare hands. But I try and recognize the fact that there are other religions. And there are other people who, like I said, hold those religions very, very close to their heart. And some of them, as we see from the Islamic culture, the extremist Islamic culture, I won't say it's the whole Islamic culture before I get jumped on. The Islamic culture, you know, with some of the extreme, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Christians are extreme also. Christians are extreme people, man. And they really do, especially here in this country, they try and force a lot of their ideology down your throat. Now, like I said, I was brought up Christian, but I've been having issues with Christianity as of late. And I'm just being honest. I've just been having the biggest issues in the world with Christianity as of late. And from a few different perspectives, I won't really get into it. But, you know, I question this faith. I really do question this faith. And one of the reasons that I question the faith is because I see what the followers of this faith are doing out here in society. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. I think that as far as religion is concerned, and as far as country is concerned, and that would be church and state, I think that they really do need to be separated. Because I think that everyone's culture is viable. Everyone's religion is viable. Everyone believes in what they believe in. They were brought up with these beliefs. They were taught these beliefs by their ancestors and their ancestors before them. There are some people who've never heard the words Jesus Christ because they live in the middle of some Amazon jungle or something or somewhere where they just don't have access to that type of information. Maybe some, but they've been taught to worship their gods. And some of them to this day, they still do. Now, we all know the big, you know, the big three religions on the face of the earth, but there are other religions, you know, besides that. And they're picking up steam because we're being shown that some of these religions that we're following, the followers are doing everything but the work of the person that they're following. They're not doing they're doing their own work. They're coming up with work to do. And see what I'm saying? That's why I have a problem with it, because they take a lot of liberty and they bend a lot of rules. They really do. And really, they don't take any accountability, at least in this country. At least here in this country, especially the ones of the political sort. And I don't want to make this a political podcast. I'm really not, you know, trying to go after that today. Although I could just dive down that hole too. But I want to try to stay on task with this subject right here, because I really am just blown away by the fact that if I'm sitting in my front yard and, you know, I'm reading the Quran or the Torah, you know, there's at least in this country, there's something about Christians that automatically condemn those religions. And I think it's ridiculous. I said that in the beginning, but I want to know why. Why? Because I do believe that especially in the Christian religion, the main character, I don't want to call him a character, Jesus loved people. Jesus loved people. And he didn't say a lot of things that are being done today. As a matter of fact, a lot of things he said are the opposite's happening. He said love and embrace. And down at the border, there's all these, you know, I guess, I don't know, of this Christian nation pushing the immigrants out or being angry that, you know, people are trying to help other people that are in need, that are in desperate need, that are fleeing for their lives. But we close the door. We close the door. We close the door on a lot of people in the name of our religion and the way our government is structured. And a lot of our government is controlled by religious organizations that have political, you know, that have ties politically with some of these people who hold office and some of the candidates running for office at any given moment. And they are prominent and they don't make any bones about it. And I think it's so funny, because I've said this, I've sat and watched church, right? A lot. I've sat in church a lot. And I watch every single week as, you know, this pastor tells me how my Savior, Jesus, is supposed to, that he loves everyone, he accepts everyone as they are. And also coupled, you know, I don't understand why people don't get let in, but like I said, what I was about to say was also coupled with, you know, the fact that this country was established for freedom, as a beacon of freedom. But it took a terrible turn and early with slavery, but I'm not even talking about that. The country, now that all that stuff is behind us, what that piece of paper says is that we're able to practice the religion that is indigenous to us, the religion that we were taught by our ancestors. That's what this country is about. I get to eat the food I want to. I get to dress my house up like I want to. I get to wear whatever shoes I want to. I could wear a bunch of shit that don't match. I could do that every day because I'm free to do that. I'm going to take a quick, fast break. And when I come back, we're going to discuss more about this subject here. I'm Darren Harris.
One of the things that makes life so fun is that we all have different interests. The Delightfully Different podcast explores people who live life differently. I'm your host, Lexi Papadopoulos, an award-winning radio veteran. Whether it's a career, hobby, lifestyle, or kink, let's discuss it in a non-judgmental way. Some interviews include a furry, a drag king, a mermaid, and an animal communicator. Coming up, I'll speak with a shaman who has psychedelic retreats in Peru and paranormal investigators. Learn about lifestyles you never knew existed with the Delightfully Different podcast.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Talking about freedom of religion today. Freedom of religion, unless you're not a Christian, which is real. It's real crazy to say. I'm doing freedom of religion unless you're not a Christian. Now, the reason I say that is because here in this country, we are all about some God. It's in God we trust. It is, you know, I thank God for running this touchdown. You know, I mean, God bless America. Well, and trust me, God ain't got nothing to do with the bullshit that's going on in America right now. I just want to say that, okay? So, I mean, if it's God bless America, the blessings is a little off. We need to get back on the nice list, because right now it seems like we're on the naughty list with God, because right now we just not real popular. You know what I'm saying? So other religions, people that worship other things, a lot of times in this country are ridiculed by our Christian neighbors who claim to be these people that love every all the creatures of the world. Honestly, Buddhists are really the only ones that really are in tune with the whole with the universe. With Christians are, you know, they follow Jesus. Let's just put it like that. Okay, they follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I was brought up Christian. Jesus Christ is supposed to be our Lord and Savior. Now, I have some problems with Christianity, like I said in the last segment, but Jesus Christ, for all intents and purposes, is supposed to be our Lord and Savior. Now, like I said last segment, he also promoted love for all mankind. Really, that's what he did. I mean, that's really what he did. But so much I see in at least our country that it's not like that under Christian values. Now, I also think Christian values have been modified greatly, like almost shaped and formed into something to fit a particular narrative, to fit what you want to do, to make it morally right, to make doing something morally right. So what are you doing? Like, say you want to do something that's really not that cool. You want to do something, I don't know, like wage war. Okay, something like wage war. Okay, now a lot of, we go to war and we kneel on our knees and pray before we go to war, and we ask God for protection before we go to war, just like the other side. They ask God for protection, their God or whatever. I mean, just whoever's at war, they are praying to their respective gods, right? Now, these two gods, I mean, or this one God, which I think it's, if it's any gods, it's just one god. But these two gods now, they have a problem. But really what it is, it's the ideologies of the people who follow the religion that have the conflict. That's where the conflict lies, is the ideologies of the people who have formed and cultivated these religions around the world. And it seems to me that there are some religions that are all, you know, gung-ho about their shit. I mean, they just are. Like Christians and Muslims, they go hard for their shit. Buddhists, they don't really go hard like that, but they don't have to go hard like that because, like I said, Buddhists are peaceful, generally peaceful people. Now, I'm talking about if you go to their countries, everybody's like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful, you know, to be up here with these. But as soon as you get over here to American soil, it seems like if you're a Buddhist and I'm in America and I let some Christian in America know that I'm a Buddhist, it's almost like they feel sorry for me, like that I don't know Jesus Christ, and you know that my religion is an abomination, and that if I don't follow these certain set of rules, that you know I'm forever gonna burn in the lake of fire. I mean, and these people they're not on a lake of fire. I mean, what kind of shit are you guys on? Like lake of fire. We chant is what we do. We chant and we ask to be closer to the universe and one with nature. And we have love for all fellow mankind. We don't bother people. We don't fuck with people. We just don't do that. It's not in our religion. We don't, you know, we're not trying to smush we're not trying to jihad anybody. We're not trying to do any of that. We're just trying to live as peaceful people. But it's hard when you are in a country that leans towards Christianity. It's hard to feel comfortable here. It's hard for some of these people. Like, I live in a small town. I live in a relatively small town. Now, there is an Islamic center here. And quite honestly, I'm shocked but that there's even one to begin with. But there's an Islamic center here. But it looks like, or let me say this, it looks like there was an Islamic center here. It's just, and it was out of town, and it was only one. You know, and it just, I don't think there, and really, I don't think there are any synagogues in the town that I live in. And it's from sea to shining sea. God bless America here. And I don't understand the lack of understanding for other people's freedoms, especially when that's one of the things that we founded this country on, is the freedoms to do some of these things. And it just seems to me that it's really arrogant of Christianity to assume that these people are, I won't say bad, because they, some Christians, and I hate to say it like this, they do. They think that these religions are bad. They think that the people are evil. I mean, and it's just like, but why they gotta be evil though? Because you say so? You know, it's American Christianity, and I hate to say it, that has started driving people away from Christianity. I think it's the American brand of Christianity. And by the way, there's like 300 like different little veins of Christianity, and nobody is cool with each other. It's just different. But I think that just Christianity in general here in America is injured. I think that there needs to be some healing for Christianity in order to really save it, because it really is being hijacked here in the United States, and it's unfortunate, you know, but it really is. And it's hard to, you know, I mean, it's just hard to sit here and listen to some of the rhetoric that I listen, that some of the followers, some of his followers, you know, there's like this, for instance. there's a, at a congregation that I used to go to church at, there was a lady, you know, she on the weekends with her husband, she would go out and hang out and just hang out. She would go out and hang out. She would go out and just hang out. And she'd have a couple cocktails and go home. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody. She'd have a glass of wine, maybe eat with her husband and go home. So in the congregation, there was another lady who just said, hey, you know, I think that you shouldn't drink. You know, if you follow the Bible, then you shouldn't drink. If you follow the Lord, Jesus Christ, then you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. Well, I hate to break it to you, but then the last, I mean, well, Jesus turned water into wine and they drank wine. You know what I'm saying? They drank wine. There's a lot of other things in the Bible that we just, you know, that we revised. We revised it. I mean, like something like, because we're not supposed to be eating pigs, okay? We're not supposed to be eating bacon. We're not supposed to be eating animals that chew their cud. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that we're not supposed to be doing that we just blatantly do as Christians because we've made it that way. We've made it that way. And the first thing about Christianity that people don't really seem to get or understand or realize, especially the person that they follow, Jesus, and I get a lot of debate about this right here, this very phrase right here, I get a lot of debate for this. You ready? Jesus was not a Christian. Okay? Jesus, I'm going to say it again. Jesus, and then I'm going to back it the fuck up too. Jesus was not a Christian. Okay? He was a guy. He was the Most High. And he walked. He walked the earth. And he was popular as hell to everyone. He healed the sick. And he had followers. And he was influential. He was very influential. And Jesus promoted love and unity with all men. Amongst all men. That's what his mission on earth was. To save humankind. That's what he was put here to do. Now, based on that, what's going on here, at least in the United States with Christianity, there's been a lot of things that we just choose not to follow when it comes to Christianity. Jesus wasn't a Christian. It's something that we created, and that's why people have a hard time following Christianity, and that's why there's so many, it's so fractured and it's so broken, because we made it up. People, human beings, made up Christianity, okay? Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was a teacher, okay? He was a philosopher is what Jesus was. He was intelligent. I believe he was genius level intellect. Well, he was the Most High. He was to all mankind as far as the Christian religion is concerned. And if you believe that and you follow this man, then there's a lot of shit that you should just not be doing. There's a lot of shit that you just shouldn't be doing in the name of God. Like, thou shalt not kill. You shouldn't be going to war in the name of God. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be killing people in the name of any God. But it's, like I said, we made it up. Okay? We made the shit up. We made the shit up so that we could justify doing heinous shit. And that's what it is, so that we could feel justified and morally right before we did some heinous shit. So we could stand up on the right side of history and say, you know, we fought for God. You know, we were Christians when we came here to the United States. You know, you see what I'm saying? It just falls apart. It just falls apart right in your hands. And it's sad that, I don't know, that there's no acceptance when there should be acceptance. That the Christians in the United States now, at least the popular ones, I'll say that, there's no acceptance. Now, it's not the government saying you can't worship. It's the Christians doing that lean, that Christian lean, as I call it. Because they'll push your shit straight down. Just like this Islamic center at the end of town. It just looks like, I said, it looks like they it was an Islamic center, but now it's closed. You know, I don't get it. I think that everyone should be free to worship what they worship. And it doesn't, I mean, and without ridicule from me or anyone else around them. There have been people who identify with the Christian faith who have gone across their yard and shot their Islamic neighbor. Real ass shit. People who identify with the Christian faith that sit back and use racial slurs left and right, but they're Christians. You get what I'm saying? We made it up. We're to fit our narrative. We made this shit up to fit who we are so we could feel morally right about the horrible shit we're going to do. Well, I'm a Christian and you're a sinner, so you're not as good as I am. I'm going to go to heaven and you're going to go to hell because I said so. Man, get the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? And it just really, the audacity, I just have to say, with Christianity to really, in my opinion, suppress, you know, a lot of the other religions in the United States. I mean, it's like I said, man, there are places, you know, there are places where people can go and worship, but there are places that people just get ridiculed and just treated like ass because they are of another religion. And I don't think it's fair. I think it separates us, it makes us want to separate from each other. We separate from each other. Like, we don't learn anything about the different cultures because we separate, because your religion is bad and says this and my religion is, you know, good and says that. And I think because of religion, a lot of times that humanity misses the point. You know, we miss the point. And the point is, we're all supposed to be here together. We're all here together. And it doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter what political affiliation or background we are. We're all the same people, man. And that is what people just don't get. We are all the same people. And we're fighting. And really what it is, one of the things, and this is kind of political, but kind of not, that really kind of made me think the other day, you know, the safety thing, we're all going to, you know, everybody's talking about war. Okay. So in that, everybody's now starting to pray, you know, so a lot of people, you know, expect that if they die in this war, whatever, that they're going to be right with God and they're going to go. But think about it like this. There's about 10 or 12, maybe 15 people on the face of the earth that are in control of everybody else's livelihood, safety on the face of the earth. Somebody, your safety, somebody that you don't know, we vote for these people. We vote and put these people into power. And we trust them with our safety. But then they go and they use these things for their own benefit. And they use it to manipulate people. And they have. And that's evident in this country, that Christianity is now and has been for quite some time now a tool to use and manipulate people. And it needs to get away from that. I usually like to hit religion really fast and get away from it. But I was just thinking about it the other day because I was noticing that here in my town that there are no other, I mean, there's a million churches here. I mean, really. There's two Catholic, and I think like one or two Catholic churches in this town. I think there's like two Catholic churches, but there's a million. There's Baptist, there's Methodist, there's all kinds of Christian churches here. There's all kinds of Christian churches. So my question was, you know, and I see a lot of, you know, people in the community, and I wonder, where do these people worship if they're not Christian? Like, I know the guy at the convenience store is from India, and, you know, I know they are not Christians. I know that. But I'm like, where do you, you know, you obviously live in the community. You know, I mean, where do you worship? Is there a place for you to worship? And the short answer to that question is no. There's not a place. They have to worship either in you know, at one of their homes, you know, or somewhere, you know, private where they can actually worship You know, I know Muslims do the five calls to prayer every day. Muslims every day, they do five calls to prayer every single day. I don't hear that around here. But I'm afraid that if I did hear it around here, that there would be problems here. That people would have a problem with that. And I think that there would be a lot of conflict here behind that. And I don't think that there should be, because it is, I mean, we should be able to coexist, man. And it's just shitty that we can't, for so many different reasons. So many different reasons. There's so much conflict in the world for so many different reasons. You know, our religion shouldn't be one of them. You know, and our freedoms in the country that we live in, you know, should allow us to be able to worship the way that we want to worship. So, and that's all I was really trying to say this episode. So thanks for sticking with me if you did. Sometimes I get a little long-winded when I'm talking about stuff like this, but I do really feel strongly about it. I really do. I mean, I sit here and I just ponder about it. You know, why are you telling me what to do? Why are you telling these people what to do? Why are you doing this? Why are you telling these people that all their stuff is just not, you know, without checking yourself? I mean, especially right here at home, we're such hypocrites. I just feel like we're hypocrites here, you know? So, I don't know. Anyway, folks, I want to thank my parents for being the best parents in the world. I want to thank my wife for being a great wife and an excellent person to talk to about this. I want to thank my best friend and producer for putting me up to this show. I want to thank Gentry Thomas for giving me the platform to do my podcast. And I want to thank everybody who listened to my podcast and don't listen anymore, who has listened to my podcast and is still listening. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I want to thank the future people who have not yet listened to my podcast. So thank you very much, folks. And I'll talk to you guys next week. All right.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.